This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. A Montgomery County bakery is stirring up sales with a special line of confections for election season. And as Megan Frank reports, customers' reactions to these treats may tell us something about how divided voters in Pennsylvania plan to vote.
Fall is usually a pretty slow time for Locials, a third-generation bakery in Hatboro. But there's an election coming.
Thank you for calling Locials Bakery. How may I help you?
How many?
400 Trump?
Kathleen, a customer's on the phone with 30 Biden cookies. Can we do that?
Sure.
That's bakery manager Kathleen Locial. She and her team are slammed right now, prepping and baking hundreds of sheets of sugar cookies, each one with Biden or Trump's name on it.
So the dough is made by my husband, hand cut by my brother-in-law. This is a 4-inch round cookie. Then we dunk it into the royal icing, basically sugar, water, meringue powder.
The candidates' names are printed onto rice paper.
And then we print the edible image, dunk it into the jimmies, and then this is the final product.
That's either red or blue jimmies for the party's colors. Once the cookies cool, they get wrapped in plastic and tied with a red or blue ribbon. Locial says the candidate cookie tradition stretches back to 2008.
We only sold a few dozen of the McCain-Obama cookies. 2012, when it was Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney, we saw an increase in those. We saw a huge increase when it was Trump versus Clinton.
This year, the bakery is bracing itself to sell closer to 3,000 cookies. Hatboro Mayor Nancy Genst stands outside the shop. She's taking a look at both kinds of cookies.
This Biden cookie, I would shellac it and hang it on my Christmas tree. Now this one, I would buy it and feed it to my dog.
Feed Biden to my dog.
A man walking by says he'd feed Biden to his dog.
There you go. See that? People have to find ways to express themselves.
Inside the shop, Paulina Rinzak is buying cookies for family and friends.
I'm really loving my president. I came from Philly, so I have all this list, people that want the cookies. And not just Trump, also, you know, Biden.
But bakery manager Locial says some of the feedback went too far.
One of the harshest comments that I took very personally is that Locial's Bakery supports Nazis. One comment that said we're making money off politics and religion. But as my husband said to that customer, well, we're selling bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah cakes. We're selling confirmation and communion cakes. We're, again, not endorsing anybody.
She says they only sell the election cookies when they have stock of both candidates.
We just thought it would be fair that both are out there. If you're coming for one and it's not there, I just feel like that wouldn't be fair to the other candidate.
Locial keeps track of all election-related cookie sales.
In 2012, we sold more Barack Obama cookies. In 2016, we sold a heck of a lot more Donald Trump cookies. The unscientific poll is right here in Hatboro.
For her, the candidate cookies are less about politics and more about inspiring people to vote.
People are more passionate right now about this election than what I've ever seen in my lifetime. Very much a love-hate relationship with both candidates.
The presidential election in Pennsylvania is expected to be very close. Election officials warn a final count of actual ballots will not be finalized for a week or more after Election Day. But Locial's Bakery plans to release its cookie poll results at closing time on November 3rd. Megan Frank, WLVR News.